Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Tampa Alley. See what was going on.
A little Texas blues band there from the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan, SRV, bringing us back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, unless you want to look at my new book, Age of the Customer. The Age of the Customer. Prepare for the moment of relevance. Find it at ageofthecustomer.com. Go watch the one-minute trailer in the video section of the website. Read the excerpt. Check it out, and you can find it there on Amazon or Books of Me, and check all that out, folks, at ageofthecustomer.com. I think you'll like it. You've been hearing me talk about this for a long time, and the e-book's not ready, but it's almost ready. We're getting real close on that. Alan Fox is our guest, our new friend, soon to be not a new friend. He's going to become an old friend, I can tell you, because he's got the goods. He's the author of People Tools. He's a business owner just like you and me. He makes payroll on Friday. He pays his taxes. He deals with customers, those pesky customers, and runs a business and deals with the government, all the things that you and I do. And he's come up with a book, which is a culmination of his understanding of how to have relationships. The book's called People Tools. Number one on Amazon right now, 54 Strategies for Building Relationships, Creating Joy, and Embracing Prosperity. Alan C. Fox, thanks again for joining us. One of the things that you talk about in your book that I want to talk about is, and I think is really important, if you're going to have relationships, if you're going to have successful relationships, and I've learned this with customers, with employees, with spouses, with wives, children and grandchildren, and that's number 16, chapter 16, get past perfect. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's incredibly important. When I started out in business, I didn't want to send reports out to people with numbers on them because I thought, you know, if I make a mistake, people are going to catch me and be upset. And I just, you know, needed to procrastinate. I wouldn't do something if I couldn't be perfect at it. And my goodness, I got into all kinds of trouble. Mm-hmm. Nobody's perfect. I don't think I've lived a single day of my life where I was perfect. So, you know, get used to it. It's okay. And also, my people in my office, even though I was a boss, they hated me because I had to be perfect all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, give other people credit. Listen to their good ideas. And they don't have to be perfect. You know, another people school, Jim, which is the 80% solution. If someone, an employee or your spouse, meets 80% of what you think is ideal, to me, that's good enough. Your
yep.
score is 80 to 100%. That's fine. I'm not going to replace you. You're doing great.
Well, the thing that I think about, Alan, on this perfect thing is a little saw that I came up with. And that's seek excellence, not perfection.
That's very good, Jeff.
Because we can't be perfect, but we can have excellence. And excellence, the good thing about excellence, perfect is never changes. Perfect is only perfect. It can't get better, can't get worse if it's perfect. But we can't achieve that. Excellence, on the other hand, it can be excellent today. Tomorrow we can achieve a new level of excellence. What do you think?
I totally agree. Every day, I try to do things better than I did yesterday.
But isn't that when we're working with employees, for example, a lot of times you and I, as business owners, we strive for perfection because we put that kind of pressure on us, and then we lay that on other people, and they can't live up to our expectations, not because they're not as good, but because it's not possible. So when I think about that, I think about, okay, I can't hold them to my perfect standards. I have to hold them to an excellent standard. What do you think?
I totally agree. And again, Jim, that's one of my people tools, catch them being good.
Yeah.
With kids, employees, you know, praise them when they do well, and they'll want to do it more, and they'll want to do it better. So, you know, catch them being good.
Right. The other thing is never let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I heard someone else say that once. That's
yes.
That's another way to think about it too, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's my writing teacher said that all the time. You know, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
And the other another thing that I've thought about along these lines that I think is really important is sometimes we believe people are capable of something, and we're mistaken, and they fall short of our expectations. But it's not because they didn't do what they should do. It's just that they couldn't do what we expected them to do, and we blame them sometimes, but the truth is it was our fault. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think to lead people, you've got to take that into account. No question.
I've got a minute left. Last thoughts on your book.
Well, first of all, I hope people buy it, and I wrote the book to help people, people tools to help people live a better life, and from the response, it seems to be happening. And as I wrote in the book, if we have enough joy in your life, what else do you really need? And so my final thought is this. You've only got today. Make the most of it.
Mm-hmm. And I like what somebody once said to me one time, you're only going through this life one time. You might as well eat the whole thing.
I'm good with that.
Hey, I need a website. I need a website, Alan.
Website is, PeopleToolsBook.com.
All right, so check that out, PeopleToolsBook.com, to find out more about the book. It's available wherever books are sold, number one on Amazon right now. Alan, congratulations. Come back again.
Okay, will do, Jim. Thanks.
See you next time. Alan Fox, ladies and gentlemen. People Tools is the title of his book. I got to go for this hour. No, just for the half hour. I'll be back. No worry. After the news, after this next break, I'll be right back with John Harrison. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.